Your ghastly chief of detectives. What news is there about him?
Do we have to do this?
Yes, we do. The man is a monster. A disgrace to the police service. He made you frame an innocent man for those apartment block burglaries. We know that he steals from the state, and now he has acquired power over you.
You are a good friend to me, Bertillon.
How do you define friend, Chief Fourcroche?
A man who would take a drink with me when I need to take a drink.
Then I am your friend.
We can't be safe while Tibor is around. We have to destroy him. I think about it every single day.
You seriously think you can destroy a man like that? A man who used to torture people on a daily basis?
Yes.
This woman he's sleeping with, you say she works for you?
She's employed by the Ministry and reports exclusively to me.
Of course there have been women in my life, but none such as you. When? I can't wait.
A woman is dead, Franciszka. A woman has been murdered.
She knew the risks.
I didn't kill her. As God is my witness, I did not kill her. Somebody else did that to get to me, to hurt me. Who would do a thing like that?
I have no idea.
Everything is lies.
It's a horrible way for Sharika to die.
I warned you.
I still have evidence. The tapes. I could still get Tibor arrested for treason.
I don't think so.
He was giving information to the Americans. How is that not treason?
He's a double agent.
What?
Keeping the Wolf Out with Leo Bill and Claire Corbett. Heroes by Philip Palmer.
It's like a war zone. Blood on the pavement, on the walls.
An abandoned cap by the wall next to the cafe. Fighting took place between 2 metres and 20 metres from the junction, from the evidence of blood splashes on the road and pavement. That shop window recently smashed.
We need photographs of all this.
I've put in a request for a photographer to attend the scene.
We should have our own photographer. That way we can
this
control...
This way, comrade!
This is where the killing took place?
Yes, comrade. When I got to the scene, there were 6 dead. I gave first aid to the 2 survivors, then the ambulance came.
Knife wounds?
Not that I could see.
Do we have a suspect?
We have a victim, comrade.
Explain that, please.
A man was found 2 blocks away, bleeding from knife wounds. He said he was attacked. He claims he was defending himself from a mob of feral street boys.
Feral?
His term, it means...
I know what it means. What kind of man on his own could do this?
You should see him, comrade. He's like something of a statue in the Hero Square. The moustache, the huge arms. A true Magyar warrior.
Don't be nervous.
I'm not. Not in the least.
Ah, you're wise to all my tricks.
I'm not easily rattled.
This is by way of being a 6-monthly appraisal meeting to discuss your performance in your new role in the Ministry.
It's not been 6 months yet.
I know. I find that hard to believe. You clearly have an aptitude for this kind of work.
I'm thorough. I'm good with paperwork. That's what counts.
To a degree. Perceptiveness about human nature is also part of it. You have an ability to read and assess complex data with remarkable speed. You're guileful, devious, Machiavellian and twisted, which, in the context of the kind of work we do, are all admirable qualities. You're, in short, a born spymaster.
Oh, no. I can't agree with any of that. My role is really more of a clerical, administrative kind of a thing.
Well, you undervalue yourself. Now, is that a female trait? A man with your track record would boast and brag and beat his chest.
I'm afraid chest beating is not my style.
Of course not. I need to talk to you about the agent who died. Sharika Voider.
She is sorely missed.
Her killer's never been found. Do you have any thoughts on who it might have been?
None whatsoever.
Did you see him? Did you see him? He's a giant of a man. His arms are larger than your entire body, Bertillon. He's magnificent.
10 against 1 and he walked away. They stabbed him too.
A flesh wound is what the police doctor called it.
Running through the back streets, a perched gang of feral street kids at his heels. He turns, raises his fists and roars at them.
According to whom?
According to the victim's best friend, who then ran to get help. Not that help was needed.
I am a mature man and I defy you all, he cried. And then he fought them with his fists. He boxed them to the ground.
6 teenage boys are dead and a 12-year-old is bleeding from his ears and may never recover.
They had knives.
Did they?
Knives were found. Many knives.
Make sure we bag them all. Then get a fingerprint officer in. Let's check this story out before
I am a module man and I defy you all.
Coincidence, you say?
What else could it be?
She did work for us, after all.
Shara Kavoida did occasional jobs for us as an intelligence operative. Low-level intelligence, that's all we ever got from her.
Are you close to her?
Not really.
Fond of her?
Not really. She was quite an ordinary young woman. Not that clever. From a background that was... From a commendably proletarian background. She could certainly have never been accused of being one of the intelligentsia.
And pretty, by all accounts.
Men liked her, and she wasn't fussy. And she needed the money. Perfect for our purposes, really.
It just perturbs me for an agent to be killed.
That must be common, surely.
In East Germany, perhaps, but not here. We're not a prime target for the CIA.
Nevertheless, they have 62 agents stationed here.
You've identified that many?
Likely candidates. Embassy staff without proper jobs. Businessmen with no business skills and no business to speak of who drive nice cars. They use electronic surveillance devices, too.
Ah, it's chilling. The enemy spies are everywhere. No one's safe. Look at Penkovsky.
Mr. Kirai, my honest opinion is that Sharika was moonlighting with private clients, prostituting herself, in other words.
That does seem the most likely scenario.
In which case, her death had nothing to do with her work for us.
Then I'm reassured. Our Soviet comrades, however, insist on a more thorough analysis. They want a written report on her death and the likely suspects, an investigation, in other words.
I see.
And you will lead it.
I'm not qualified. I have no experience in detective work.
And that husband of yours will be the second in command. He can do the legwork, you do the thinking. How's that appeal?
Thank you for agreeing to give a witness statement, Mr. Miklot.
Call me Riyard. My friends call me Riyard.
You were a boxer, were you not?
I still am.
I've heard you have considerable prowess.
You follow boxing?
No.
You box?
Never.
Give me a month.
What?
A month. I'll show you how to wait. Channel that rage.
I have no rage.
You have a poor apology for a man. Put on some muscle, why don't you?
Your witness statement.
Are you writing this down?
My colleague is writing this down.
I'm writing this down.
Then you will sign it.
On out of school. Shall I begin?
Please do.
They were lying in wait, 10 of them. I don't know the names, but only 2 of them walked away. They had knives. They had swords.
Oh, swords? We recovered no swords.
Cavalry swords, the kind a hussar might carry.
We saw none at the scene.
Knives, then?
I've written and swords.
There were no swords, just knives. Change that.
Inspector Laws.
An honest mistake. Delete swords.
They came for me.
Why?
I don't know why. They came for me. 10 on 1.
Why there? Why the Jewish quarter?
I don't know why. It's quiet there.
And why were you there?
I was there to see someone.
Who?
Not relevant.
I'd like to know.
Well, I ain't gonna tell you.
Continue.
No more to say. There was a fight. I downed the bastards. Pop, pop, pop. One after the other.
With your fists?
With my fists.
And yet your fists aren't bleeding. They're a little raw, perhaps, but no cuts. To punch out 10 youths single-handedly...
That's my statement. I'll sign it now.
I haven't finished asking questions.
Yeah, you're finished when I say you're finished. Justice was done today, comrades.
Father's statement, Christoph.
He's lying.
isn't he?
Yes, of course he is. What's more, he walks through this station like he owns the place. Who the hell does he think he is?
He's a Miklos. Don't you know what it means to be a Miklos in Pest?
They're based in the northern district of the city, aren't they? What don't I know?
They are a large family, and a very powerful one. Thugs, all of them. And feared by all. Even during the worst of it, even under the Nazis and even in Rákosi's regime, the Miklos family ruled their 12-block area like medieval barons. Within those 12 blocks, their word is law.
I don't believe it. No one had that kind of power in the war, and certainly not after it. No one defied the Nazis. No one defied Rákosi or the AVH.
Oh, no. They didn't challenge the Nazis or Rákosi. Quite the opposite. That's how the Mikloshes kept their power. They were informants, all of them, family tradition you might call it, and facilitators. It was a Miklos who commandeered a hotel for the first Nazi officers to visit Budapest. It was a Miklos, they say, who drove the first truck to Auschwitz. Most of the younger Miklos family members served in the AVH or had friends who did. Whoever's in power, you can be sure their fat ass is being kissed by a Miklos. It's the way of this world. Now, they are liberal-minded Hungarians, and also loyal party members.
As are we all.
Yes, indeed, comrade.
And last night they murdered 6 boys in our backyard and crippled 2 more.
Murdered?
Those knives were planted. I'd bet my life on it. The blows were struck with clubs or maybe knuckle dusters, not fists. You could see that from looking at the bodies in the mortuary, the severity of the injuries. This was a massacre, not a brawl. Richard Miklos had a gang, and they did murder on my patch.
Sorry, Alice.
Not a problem.
This is delicious. Not even burnt.
I took it out when you went back by 8.
Good thinking.
Can I raise a delicate matter?
What sort of delicate matter?
My mother wishes to come and stay.
Oh, terrific.
Things are not good at home.
Well, I have to console her. I'm not good at consoling women.
She will not need consoling.
Thank heaven.
My father's being pig-headed and never talks. And she thinks he has a thing about a woman in the neighbouring village.
He's an old man.
Not that old. Besides, men age from the top down.
Mm.
It could take a long time before old age delves between the legs.
With a randy old bastard like you, you mean?
I think my mother is imagining things. She writes. I can hardly read her handwriting, mind. She writes such nonsense sometimes. Paranoid ramblings.
She lived through the war and the Stalin purges. She has a right to be paranoid.
She thinks the walls are moving.
The walls of her house?
Yes.
Perhaps they are. Foundations shift, walls move. Even in this building.
She thinks there used to be a wall between the dining room and the utility room, and now there isn't.
Did there used to be such a wall?
Never. It's an awkward arrangement, a botched job on my father's part, it must be said, but it's always been that way, since the house was built back in the 1930s.
So you think...
Perhaps her memory is becoming unreliable.
Hmm.
It troubles me greatly.
Has she ever been to Budapest?
Never.
She'll hate it.
And she'll say so.
Will you cook for her?
I dare not.
So I have to start cooking again?
If you don't, she'll complain. She has very fixed ideas of what men should do and not do. Hmm. And for a man to be in the kitchen is to her an abomination worse than adultery or not wearing a tie in church.
Then I'll cook. How long will she stay?
I don't know.
Actually, I have a delicate matter to discuss too.
Yes?
About that, you know, situation we got caught up in. That I got caught up in.
Regarding the agent you were prostituting out to get dirt on my boss, Chief Tibor Forkot.
Yes. Sharik Avoider.
Hmm.
Who was murdered.
By Tibor.
We don't know that.
I do know. He was sleeping with her.
He had motive. He had...
I've been asked to reinvestigate her murder on behalf of our Soviet comrades.
You?
That's right.
But...
Why does that seem so implausible?
You're not an investigator.
That's why I will rely upon you to guide me.
I can't, I'm afraid. I'm a busy man.
That wasn't a request, my sweet. You're seconded to my investigation.
I have a murder case.
The two jobs can run in tandem.
Impossible.
The decision has been made.
By who?
By my boss.
You want me to work for you?
I don't want it. It's required.
To investigate the murder of a woman whose death you caused.
I did not.
You bear the moral guilt.
She was murdered. Occupational hazard. Tibble is a suspect. I'm interviewing him tomorrow at noon. But first we are interviewing her landlady and then her boyfriend.
We?
9 a.m. tomorrow, my building.
My God.
Yes?
I think the wall's just moved.
Thank you for your assistance.
I can go.
Yes. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless there's anything else you'd like to add about Sharika. Anything at all.
I've told you all I know. We were together just 2 years. I loved her so much. She was an adorable girl. She had no enemies.
So you said.
Oh, I forgot to mention. She said she had a female boss who was an annoying cow.
What was the boss's name?
Sharika never said. But she was like that. Cagey.
Good thing she had you to look after her.
Oh, she never took any help from me.
Well, I think we're done, Petika.
Goodbye, madam.
Not so fast. Sit down. What are you not telling us?
Excuse me, comrade. I think this witness...
What are you not telling us? Answer me or it'll go badly for you.
I don't know anything.
Oh, you liar! You bloody liar! You've been lying all along, haven't you?
Please don't hurt me, don't...
Yeah, I'll beat the crap out of you.
Please, I implore you, stop this.
Yeah, I know how to hit a man so it doesn't show. Come on, stand up.
Conrad, your behaviour is excessive. You are dismissed from this inquiry.
You can't do that.
I can, and I have. Leave the room.
Good day, comrade.
I'm so sorry, Petka. Here.
Yeah, thank you.
Did you know Sharika slept with men for money?
What?
You didn't know?
Impossible.
You may leave now. How did I do?
You were excellent.
Good cop and angry cop. Does that really work?
Almost always.
Next time I'll be angry cop.
What's your take on him?
He knows nothing. I'd swear to it. He had no idea Sharika was whoring herself. Hence no reason to kill her.
He might have a good poker face.
I had him here. Palm of my hand. Not him.
We should interview her workmates tomorrow and her friends. But before that, Tibble.
You should sit that one out.
Happy to do so.
Good morning, comrade.
Good morning, Christoph. Sorry, got caught up. Oh, Chief Fokosz, a pleasure to see you. Do we have a meeting?
I thought I'd grab a few minutes with you before my interview with your wife.
Oh, yes, indeed, comrade.
You're working with her, I gather. Investigating a case we already closed weeks ago. Very strange. No one consulted me. Any idea what it's all about?
None at all, comrade. Christoph, case review.
Yes, Inspector. Here are the interview notes with Riyad Miklos, which I have typed up. We have 10 officers on the street.
Ah, yes. On Can you believe that man? I am a module man, and I defy you. They say the age of heroes is over, but they're wrong. An epic combat. I wish I'd have seen it. Should have sold tickets. Sorry, forgive me. Talking to myself.
Not at all, Chief Fokosz. Your mutterings are most welcome. Christoph, continue.
10 officers on the street, knocking on doors, asking for witnesses. All evidence at the scene bagged, including the knives. 42 photographs of the scene taken from varied angles, as per your instructions. 29 witness statements in so far, of which I've read half.
And I've read them all. The most important eyewitness statement is clearly from Fredrik Miklos, Rihard's cousin. Fredrik is married to Nusha Miklos, maiden named Vass, and in her statement...
I've met Nusha. Tasty. Not surprised her dad took a turn with her too. Fredrik's dad, I mean. Filthy practice for a woman to sleep with both the father and the son. Mind you, I had twin sisters once. Or was it twice? Once each at least. One of them went to the toilet. I didn't know which one was left behind.
She slept with her own husband's father.
Nasty piece of work. Yolan Miklos. He was in the ABH. Not my section. Well, it wouldn't be. I was just a filing clerk. They were known for that kind of thing, the Miklos boys. Disgusting. Makes me sick. Sorry. You carry on. Don't mind me.
Do we have a source for that information about Richard's uncle?
Me? Someone told me. Can't remember who. Common knowledge.
Make a note of it, Christoph.
It's noted, comrade.
Your view on Fredrik?
Well, he's the sort... If he told me it was a sunny day outside, I'd buy an umbrella.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He trains at Rihard's gym.
He's a middleweight. Andy, by all accounts. Rihard Miklos has trained some champions. There have been allegations of intimidation of rival boxers.
Now, let's save that for another day. We discount this witness's testimony, then. We're fingerprinting all the knives, which will take a while and may be problematical, especially since there was a light shower before the knives were all gathered up. Despite my express order...
I told
order,
the men what to do, they just... Well...
Preserving the integrity of the scene of the crime. Clearly not a priority in our slapdash police department. Well, that will change.
Preserving the integrity of the scene of the crime?
That's right, comrade.
And what the bloody hell does that mean?
Well, it means
the world we live in now. You can't slap a suspect, you can't kick down doors without a warrant. And now we have to be bleeding polite to the bleeding scene of crime.
No, no. What that means is...
I know what it means. I'm just having some fun. The face on you. I'm not an idiot, you know. You think I'm an idiot? Christoph, you think I'm an idiot?
No. Comrade.
No, comrade. What kind of detective are you if you can't detect that I'm a bloody idiot? Shame on you,
man. I mean, yes, comrade.
Inspector Lazar, this man just insulted a senior officer. Are you just going to...
Oh, for pity's sake, shut up! We've got 6 dead boys out there, 2 in really bad shape, and we haven't got time for your stupid games and your idiotic... Idiotic! Wait, What do you mean they were known for that kind of thing, the Miklos boys?
Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
I don't remember saying that.
Well, you did.
No, mind's a blank. I've no idea.
Christoph, please remind Chief Forkosh what he said about...
I heard nothing. Saw nothing. No comment, comrade.
He said it. You wrote it down. Read out what you wrote down.
I can't read my handwriting.
Oh, for pity's sake!
This is a bit of a shambles of a case review, if you ask me. Mind you, what would I know? I'm just an idiot who can't spell and has no respect for the indignity of the crime scene.
Integrity!
That's what I mean. It's what you said. I can't help it, you know. Sometimes words come out wrong. There's no call to make fun of me.
No, I wasn't. Chief Forkosh.
Yes, Inspector Lazar.
You know how much respect I have for your intellect and your detective prowess.
Do I? I'm not sure I do know that.
Chief Forkosh, I have huge respect for you and... boundless admiration for your detective prowess.
Well, that's very kind of you. I'm touched. Really, I am. Well, you don't get a compliment like that every day, do you?
And bearing all that in mind, perhaps you could clarify what you meant when you said they were known for that kind of thing, the Miklos boys.
They like to screw little girls. 10, 11, 12, that kind of age. Everyone puts up with it because, well, they're module men. And if you're a dad and you make a fuss about the way your daughter's being treated, well, you can be sure all hell will break loose and you'll get your teeth taken out and your balls crushed. Not worth it. So no one bothers. Rihard screwed Nusha when she was 13 and he was 22. Then Uncle Yolland took his turn for a couple of years, till she was 16 or 17. By then, she had some kids. Yolland's family looked after them, then married her off to Predake. They do know how to look after their own, the Miklos lads. You have to give them that.
You're saying...
Little girls. That's what I'm saying. Disgusting, in my view. I can't approve or condone the number of bastard children of the Miklos boys and men in this city. Well, it's like a plague. Dozens of them, scores. And when the girls are old enough, well, you can imagine.
Can you verify all this?
It's common knowledge, street knowledge. And if you want to verify it, just ask around. There are still a couple of these little bastards left alive.
The boys who were killed?
Miklos bastards. All of them. Defending their little sisters, I wouldn't be surprised. Ganging up together against the Miklos rapists, well, that was never going to go well, was it?
I'm speechless.
Let me know if I can help you in any way. I'm sure I can't. You've clearly got it all well in hand. Your boss is looking pale, Christoph. You sure he's eating properly?
Mrs. Tolnoy, I'm sorry for your loss.
Yes, so sorry for your loss.
Thank you, both of you. Do you have children?
No.
I have two more. I live for them.
I have to ask you some difficult questions.
Rehard was attacked. My boy was part of the mob. He was a stupid boy and he deserved to die.
How well do you know Rehard Miklos?
Everyone knows Rehard. He runs the gym. He runs the bar. His brothers have a scrapyard. They run the building firm. They are all senior officials in the party. Everyone knows Rehard. He is the one thing that keeps the area working.
Is he the father of one or more of your children?
I have two children still alive. I live for them.
And in particular, is or rather was he the father of Reja, your son, who died last night? And is he the father of Gizzy, your daughter, your 8-year-old daughter?
Gizzy and Theresia are my darlings. I live for them. Theresia has nothing to do with Rehard. She is not his child.
But Gizzy is, Mrs. Tolnoy. Mrs. Tolnoy, were you raped by Rehard Miklos? That's what we were told.
No one would have told you that.
Is it true?
No one would have told you anything.
Mrs. Tolnoy, your son died in the course of a confrontation with Rehard Miklos. We believe he and a gang of other boys who were angry with Rehard were lured into an ambush and slain. He was Rehard's son, and he was beaten to death for attempting to protect his sister from being raped by her own father. Can you tell us anything about this?
There is a hot and vile place in hell reserved for Rehard Miklos. God will put him there, not me.
Mrs. Tolnoy, you have to help us. We need your testimony. Without that, Rehard Miklos will walk free. Please, help us. Trust us.
No.
Good day, Chief Forkosh. Thank you for taking the trouble to come to see me.
Did I have a choice?
No.
Then don't thank me. It's disrespectful and dishonest. And a bad way to start an interview. Don't worry, you'll get better as you go along. I don't doubt.
Thank you for that assurance.
I thought your husband was doing the interviews. He does at least know what he's doing.
We're interviewing jointly as part of this ministry inquiry. But in view of his professional relationship with you, we felt it was better that he sit this one out.
He's a good man. He's better on. Smart. Very smart. Too smart, really. Bit weedy, though. Not much use in a rug. What do you like in bed, then?
That's... Don't record that part.
It's deleted.
Hung like a horse, I hear.
Delete that, too.
Right.
The girls all like him. That receptionist on the second floor is giving him a few bongings. Bangings? Goings over is my guess. Did you know your husband was highly sexed?
Delete that too.
It would be easier to tell me what I should record.
Type this, please. Chief Forkosh, I'm here to talk with you about Sharika Voida. Did you know her?
Yes.
Did you have a sexual relationship with her?
Yes.
Was she good in bed?
None of your business, you cheeky...
Was she passionate, insatiable, inventive, soft, beautiful? Did she make you feel good about yourself? Did she make you feel young?
Yes.
I'm sorry, louder.
Yes.
Did you love her?
No.
Did you kill her?
No, I did not.
Yes or no, did you kill her?
No.
Then who did?
I've no idea.
Then ask around, find out what you can.
I don't work for you.
I'll see you again in 1 week's time. Have some information for me then, please, Chief Forkosh. Your prevaricatory bullshit will not be tolerated by my ministers. Interview terminated.
Bloody hell. What a ball buster she is.
Do you want me to record that, comrade?
You can't trust your instincts.
But I'm sure...
You can't. He's a born liar. He has no tells. With Tibble, you just never know.
You're adamant he killed her.
I'm adamant it's the kind of thing he would do.
Not good enough.
He had the best motive.
Then we'll pin it on him.
We can't do that.
Why not?
Because he's my boss. The stink will blow back on me.
Then we won't do it.
Agreed.
What other suspects could we...
We're not implicating anyone, no matter who they are. What the hell are you thinking of? What we have to do is cover it up. Blame nobody. Muddle up the evidence. Leave no clues intact. Otherwise, we'll be implicated ourselves.
We didn't kill her.
I didn't. You did. You set her to spy on Tibor, and now she's dead.
Oh, Beyonce.
Don't cry.
I wasn't going to.
Can I help you, Mrs. Tolnoy?
I have nothing to say. Nothing.
Then, why are you here? You came to us, Mrs. Tolnoy. You came to the station asking to see the inspector.
Where is he?
On another case. He's a busy man.
Then I'll wait.
Or you could tell me. What is it, Mrs. Tolnoy?
He's taken her. She's gone.
Who's gone?
My daughter. His daughter, Gizzy. He's taken her. Before I...
Has he raped her?
No. No, no.
You mean not yet?
She's too young.
Of course she is.
Only 8 years old. I was almost a woman when Rihard...
Are you saying Rihard Miklos raped you?
Yes.
And your son, Reza, was the child of that union?
Yes.
And will you give a statement to that effect?
Yes, but only if...
If you give a statement, we can arrest Rihard. We can bring your daughter home.
Do it now. Now, I'll tell you where to find him. Before it's too late, he will marry her in a week. On a Saturday, that is the Miklos.
She's too young to get married.
Don't be such a fool.
It's not a real marriage.
You have to find him and stop him, please.
We could pressure him, get him to admit where the girl is.
He won't tell us.
We still have him on the charge of raping Mrs. Tolnoy.
The minute her daughter comes home, she'll withdraw her statement.
We can set officers to follow Rihard so he takes us to where Gizzy is.
This is his city. He'll elude us. No. The devil's bargain it is.
What does that mean, comrade?
Tell Chief Forkosh I'm ready to see him now.
Comrade?
Your wife thinks I'm a liar, doesn't she?
I can't comment on that.
But I'm not. I'm really not. I didn't kill Sharika Boyda. I've already insured you of that. And you didn't believe me then, but now. Surely you must believe me now, comrade. Tell me that you do.
Of course I do, comrade.
I hate this man. What he has done. Raping children, killing his own bastards. I have values, you know. And I despise this man. And that's why I'm helping you.
Here he comes. Just do what you do, Tibble. I don't care why.
All I ask in return is that you trust me and believe me and swear that you'll be my friend.
Forkosh, Robin. Good.
I swear, Tibor Forkosh, that I am your friend.
Inspector, a pleasure to see you again. And who's this ugly toad?
Let's go in.
Interview with Rihard Miklos, September 14th, 1963. For the record, let it be noted that I am Inspector Lazar, Chief Forkosh is present, and Investigator Sape is taking notes. Good morning, Rihard.
I have nothing to say.
You know why you're here?
I have no idea.
You are accused of raping Arbia Tolnoy 15 years ago, and she has signed a statement to that effect. And she has also alleged that you have abducted her daughter, Gizzy.
I like Gizzy.
She claims that you intend to live with Gizzy as man and wife, for a period at least, after a bogus ceremony on Saturday. Is that true?
Of course not. Gizzy's just a child.
So where is she?
Well, how should I know?
We think you do know. We think you have her in an apartment somewhere. And when you leave here, you plan to go to her. Is that right?
I have nothing to say.
In addition to this very serious rape charge, I have evidence that will conclusively prove that you murdered 6 teenage boys as leader of a gang, armed with clubs and knuckle dusters. In addition, 2 other boys were seriously injured. 4 of the 10 young people who were attacked by you were your illegitimate sons, or so we believe, including Reza, Mrs. Tolnoy's boy.
He's one of mine. I don't deny it.
Where's the girl, Rihard?
We have evidence that you committed cold-blooded murder.
No one will give evidence against me.
We know. We've tried that route. But we now have forensic evidence. Clubs, weapons, covered in blood, stained with fingerprints. All we have to do is compare your prints to the prints on the murder weapons, and it's proof of your guilt. We can do that and send you to jail for the rest of your life.
Do it then.
Just tell us, Rihard. Tell us where the girl is. Release this burden. Open your heart to me.
Oh, shut up, you toad.
Taking the girl was your big mistake. Everyone loves Gizzy. So when news went round that you'd taken her, mouths started to open. Your neighbours grassed you up. They gave up your hiding place, where all the weapons and the blood-stained clothes had been dumped.
Which hiding place? Tell me where the hiding place is and I'll know you're telling the truth. Then I'll tell you where the girl is, and what's more, I'll give evidence against the real perpetrators. I'll inform on the whole damn bunch of them. Just tell me where the hiding place is. Is it in my house? In my street? In my gym? You're bluffing. You have nothing on me. You don't have the weapons. Arbia won't testify against me in court, so I'm in the clear. I've nothing to say.
You just admitted guilt.
I admitted nothing. I was speaking hypothetically.
You are redeemable, Rihard. Despite your sins, God loves you. He doesn't love me, Rihard. He's despaired of me. I will go to hell, Rihard. I will burn and scream, and my many victims will piss on my burning corpse or whatever form I take when I go to damnation. But you have a chance. All you have to do is tell us where you put the girl.
I have nothing to say.
Tell me where Gizzy is and we're quits. I'll let you go free.
Comrade.
That's not a deal worth taking, since you've got nothing on me.
We have influence with the courts. We can get you convicted with or without evidence. If we have to, we'll damn well frame you. So give up the girl, Rihard. Do it today and you can walk away.
You won't prosecute me. You swear to that.
You will not be prosecuted for the murders or the rape. I give you my word. And I am a man of my word, Rihard. I swear that I am.
On your mother's life?
On my mother's life.
Is your mother still alive?
Yes.
Then don't say it lightly, or God will send you to the same hell as this ugly toad. On your mother's life?
I swear on my mother's life that I will not now or at any time in the future, whatever crimes you commit, arrest you.
She's in Olkmania Utsa, number 43. It's a flat. I just want you some company.
Krzysztof, go. You are telling the truth, aren't you?
I am.
Yes, he is. I have an instinct. Leave us now, Inspector.
Yes, Chief Forkosh.
But first, unfasten his handcuffs.
Yes, Chief Forkosh.
That's more like it. Do I need to bribe you now?
you will go to hell, my boy.
You old fool. Out my way.
Oh, no. You're going nowhere, you bastard. Not unless you go through me first.
What?
You heard me. The door's behind me and I'm not budging, so put up your fists.
What?
Fight me, you bastard.
Don't be stupid.
You're a boxer, I'm told.
I am.
And I'm an old man.
You are.
So, if you were to fight me, I wouldn't stand a chance.
You wouldn't.
And yet, here I am, not budging. And there you are. You're a flabby sack of shit, and I defy you. Do you hear me? I defy you.
You're crazy. Crazy.
You ugly child-raping son of a bitch. Show me what you got.
Good work.
You mean my report on the Sharika Voida killing?
Blames nobody, exonerates everybody. Good work.
Thank you.
I gather your husband's been reprimanded.
Yes. He foolishly left a senior officer alone with a dangerous suspect. Careless. Rihard Miklos is a beast of a man. And he could easily have killed the esteemed chief of police.
And yet he didn't, and Miklos is dead.
Chief Forkosh was lucky.
He was armed, I understand.
Indeed. He'd received death threats recently. And was carrying a gun for his own protection.
How fortunate.
As I understand it, Miklos went berserk for reasons never explained. He punched Tibor and broke his jaw. But then Tibor fought back briefly before drawing his police-issued pistol and shooting the module dead. 6 bullets, point-blank range.
That must surely have been a sight to behold.
Mm. Tibor is a brave man. There's talk of a commendation.
Well, I hope not. Tibor Forkosh is a brute. I know all about Tibor Forkosh. He's a blot on our civilization, a vile, vicious bastard of a man. I speak in confidence, of course.
Yes, of course. Your momentary indiscretion will be entirely overlooked by me.
You're so kind, Francesca.
Anything else I can help you with, comrade?
Yes. Your probation period is over. You've passed with flying colours.
Have I really? But I haven't...
You have proved that you know when the truth should be told and when it should, so to speak, in the interests of diplomacy, be left to quietly slumber.
You mean Sharika's murder?
I mean nothing. I say nothing.
You know who killed her, don't you? Not Tibor Forkosh, then. Someone with connections. Someone sensitive.
I know what you know, which is nothing. And I'm glad you're able to join us in doing the work that we do, and do not do.
Thank you, comrade.
In Keeping the Wolf Out, Heroes by Philip Palmer, Bertalan Lazar was played by Leo Bill, Franziska Lazar by Claire Corbett, Tibor Forkosh by Andy Linden, and Christoph Sape by Samuel James. Rihard Miklos was Sean Mason, Mr. Kirai, Robert Blythe, Mrs. Tolnoy, Sanchia McCormack, Pertica, Tom Forrester, the policeman, Simon Ludders, and the stenographer, Kerry Goodison. The director was Toby Swift.